Hello and welcome to the Standard Bank CIB Why She Leads podcast. My name is Nzinga Qunda and I'm so pleased to be hosting a series of conversations with some of the most inspiring women deal makers. These women that we're speaking to have the most inspiring and fresh new ways of thinking, and they're changing the face of banking and opening a path for the people that are coming after them. Joining me today is Marlene Pillay. Marlene, thank you so much for being with us on Why She Leads. Just talk to us about the beginning of your journey, which you describe as coming from humble beginnings.
Thank you for having me, Nzinga. Indeed, humble beginnings. So I grew up in the south of Durban in a township called Shellcross, right next to Chatsworth, actually. So that's where I was born, single parent household. We were not well off, but certainly I think what you lacked in finances, you certainly made up for in terms of love and support and inspiration from my mum in particular. So I started there, but always had a burning ambition, I guess, to do better. Mm. As I think about my career and how I've gotten here, it's been around wanting to be better, which is really, I think, the mantra of my mum, that we can always do better or be better, irrespective of your station. And when I was quite young, around 14, I applied. I realized I wanted to study. I wanted to do more. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what investment banking was. But I knew I wanted to do something different. I was quite fascinated by just learning. I'm still I'm a lifelong learner. And I applied for a series of bursaries and scholarships because I really wanted to go to a private school. It wasn't possible at the time. And I was fortunate enough to win an academic scholarship at that point to study at one of the most prestigious international boarding schools in Italy. And I spent the next 4 years of my life doing an international baccalaureate during a time when I think no one knew what an international baccalaureate was.
And so that beginning part of your life showed you that with hard work, with ambition, and with a little bit of help, you get further than where you are.
I think absolutely. It builds grit that the person you always need to rely on is you. Everyone else supports and enables the you. You know, we all say, well, this might be impossible, this might be so difficult. But if you do nothing, of course it is. But I think if you put effort behind where you really want to get to the end game, you need to be very clear about where you want to get to. And when you're able to do that, I think you can achieve whatever you want to achieve. And I always say this, it's not about whether you get to the goal, whether you've achieved it. It's all the things you've done to try and get there.
And help. Help from people who see more than your circumstances in you and who see that you work hard.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's so much about, effort is about attitude and a positive posture. Because I think when people see that, it also attracts the right people and the right kind of support that you're going to need to progress your career. But always be very mindful that you should align yourself with like-minded individuals who are going to also help you become more, and you're going to help them become more. It's a two-way street.
I'd like us to listen to someone who's been part of your journey and what they have to say about you, Martin Baumgartner.
Marlene is an inspiration. On top of all the usual leadership stuff about drive and excellence and delivering results that I could go on and on about, I'll simply add that she is the only person that I've worked with that has gone into a very difficult situation involving a client debt default in a country that she is not familiar with, who returned not only with a credible solution contracted, but also a marriage proposal. She is client-centric in a way that is very effective in delivering excellent outcomes and value for our bank. Marlene knows exactly where she's going and what she wants in her work and family life, and that more than anything provides a strong foundation to her past and future success. Thank you, Marlene. Privileged to work with you.
Oh, that's lovely.
How do you do it? Yeah. I mean, the marriage proposal aside, we'll get to that a bit later.
I'll tell you about that later.
Yeah. Those are such kind words from Martin. Martin is actually such an incredible individual. I've just learned so much from him about influence. I'm not someone who believes you can have it all. Time is scarce. You need to make choices. You choose what you want, and you need to enable everything else about your life around it. So if you've chosen that I want a career, and actually I don't want a mediocre career, I really want to give this the best shot possible, you then need to make that choice, and then you need to enable everything else to fit around what you need to do. And you need to do it without guilt, because if you don't do that, I think we all have that nagging voice that says, I should be doing more of something else. But I think trying to do both home and work at 1,000% means you'll be mediocre at everything. So make a choice, live by it. And I'm a very, very big believer. Don't sweat the small stuff. Outsource what you can and take care of the big stuff.
That's so important, what you're saying about prioritizing, having a goal and then going for it. But the environment that you're in also plays a large role. So maybe you could give us insight into specifically how at CIB you've been empowered or given the space to be able to make those kind of decisions and succeed to get to where you are.
So I think within our CIB franchise and within investment banking specifically, we have very inspired leaders. And I don't say that lightly, because all of your leaders, male, female alike, are very much about accountability and giving you the relevant responsibility that goes with that accountability, which means you have lots of space if you are willing to go that extra mile and really do better with every task you get. You know who those individuals are. If you are, you always have the leadership space to be able to deliver more, to be able to reinvent yourself over time, to be able to make mistakes, as you go on this journey. And that's very important, because if you're not able to believe you have the freedom to make decisions, and if you don't make decisions, then I think you shouldn't be sitting in a leadership role.
Your next is so rich and varied, I imagine. You work across our continent. You see and find opportunities. Just give us insight into that and the work that you do in that space.
So I started my first foray onto the continent when I worked in mining. I worked in a mining book where we did a lot of project financing and hybrid type financing structures. So it really introduced me to a lot of the countries where we operate in, and I got the bug. I had realized after that first travel, which was so interesting and exciting, that actually this is where I want to be. That I cannot have a career that is based in just a single market. I want to work across them because they're all so diverse and they bring a lot of, there's a lot of differences, both in terms of culture, the people you deal with, how you deal with it. You know, it's the most interesting thing, just the psychology of how you would negotiate a deal in a different market. Mm. So I think all of that's quite interesting. So that's where my career started. And thereafter, I ended up spending quite a bit of time on the continent when I worked in energy and infrastructure. And with Martin in business support and resolution, essentially what we do is we take bad loans and you try to work them out. And, as Martin was saying, I'd spent, at the time I joined, he said, well, I think East Africa needs to be where you need to go. And I ended up going into East Africa and working out projects there. So the love for the continent has evolved over time.
Mm-hmm.
In real estate as well, we run a global book. We have properties across 15 countries outside of South Africa. So once again, now I get to understand all the assets above ground. And I spent the early part of my career with all the assets below ground. So definitely a passion for me.
Yeah. And as you evolve in your career and you get further and higher up the ladder, you start becoming somebody that people look up to, that people are inspired by. And I'm assuming that you make sure that you're clearing the path and you're mentoring young women or younger people in order to do what you do later.
Absolutely. So the first thing I would say is, as I always say to some of the younger guys, a lot of them in my business, some of them outside of my business, is forget about the title and forget about the role. Because those are things you've done, you've delivered, and arrogance can be quite, I think it could limit your career going forward. Mm-hmm. Put your head down and do the best possible job you can do right now. And you'll find that these opportunities that you seek, if you know what your end goal is, will find you over time. But I do feel quite passionate about the younger people in my team. I spend quite a lot of time with them, actually, because I find that it's not just about clearing a path. It's about, you know, we have kids. I have kids as well. I've got two girls. And it's about thinking about what kind of South Africa, what kind of work environment would I want you to be in? And what would be the best example for me to demonstrate to a young woman in my team or a young man in my team what support needs to look like?
So there's someone who feels that you are that to them and they've written a letter. Renze Tembo says, firstly, let me start by congratulating you for this honor. Being part of this podcast series means you are being seen and importantly being recognized for the value that you bring to the bank. On a personal front, mine is to thank you for having given me the opportunity to join this amazing institution. The decision to make me a part of the team you were forming then has resulted in me finding what may very well be my forever home. You've always been the consummate professional, someone who takes pride in her work and encourages those around her to do the same. Your way of thinking, attention to detail, and your work ethic remain your superpower, and I'm glad to have experienced these firsthand. I went through one of my toughest personal challenges with my husband being quite sick, and your kindness and grace will forever be something I'm most thankful for from that time. Take a bow, you have done, and continue to be one of the best bankers I've ever come across. Most sincerely, Renze.
She's going to make me cry. Yeah. So Renze is an amazing individual. She had some great project financing skills, but needed to just augment more of her debt skills across the bank. And she's now done fabulously. She's now an executive at the bank, doing really well in the same role in mining, energy and infrastructure, and remains one of the people that, you know, we'll reach out every so often and we'll find time to connect.
Is that, I'm assuming that's very rewarding to get the kind of feedback that says, you know, I looked up to you, you were so kind to me, you were so gracious, because you can be powerful and strong, but to be a safe space for somebody in a work environment is really an incredible thing. Is that one of the most rewarding things, or is there other rewarding things besides the money?
That's an outcome. It's not the objective. It's never the objective. If it's the objective, I don't think you're going to enjoy everything in between. And I say this because it was a journey for me as well. Because early in your career, when you're so ambitious and you're trying to get ahead, and you sometimes forget that you need to learn how to be kind to yourself, to be kind to others. And I think for me, that was probably one of the biggest takeaways. And when I was able to do that was when it became really rewarding to start mentoring and, you know, and really helping others on their journey.
You're speaking about being kind to yourself. How do you do that outside of work and in your workspace as well?
You need to make space for the things you need to do. Only you know how much is enough. You know your limits. So you cannot push yourself to the point of burnout, because it's never going to be helpful for everything else in your life. So the one thing I'm always mindful of is I know when enough is enough. I know when I need a bit of space to do something different. And you need to know when actually there is no space to do anything except knuckle down and get this done.
What happens when it's not, you need to knuckle down and you don't have that in you and you're tired and you can't be like, oh, no, I need to take a nap or be kind. You just need to carry on. How do you do that?
you just do it. I think it's just practice. When you have to do it, you have to do it. And I think that's important because I think this career, and especially for a lot of the women in this career, you need to build that resilience because you need to be able to almost compartmentalize things to get what you need done before you move on to the next, without being overwhelmed and without being anxious.
Yeah. What's a lesson that you can share with someone watching that you wish someone had told you at the beginning or early stages of your career?
It actually would have been exactly that, be kind to myself. Because my biggest critic, I think, early in my career was always myself. When I say be kind to yourself, it means stop sweating the small stuff. Focus on what's important and make sure you are always whole in terms of how you deliver it. When I first moved to Standard Bank, I reported to an individual, David Rennick, and you know, one of the things I learned from him is nothing can be so serious that you cannot afford to fail and do it right the next time, or you cannot afford to make a mistake and fix it.
Yeah, when you're speaking about taking the anxiousness out of your day, being kind to yourself, making sure that, you know, you've got the right space to do things. That's not a picture that I have from far off investment banking. You know, it just seems like a very hardcore thing, a very difficult thing. How do you balance that? And how do you say, I'm an investment banker, but I think about things like this. I think about kindness. I think about grace. I am a gracious and kind person.
There might be a point where kindness goes out the window because there's something that's just huge that has, and then it just has to happen. But there's other things where you need, and I'm not talking about, you know, we mustn't misconstrue what we mean by being kind to ourselves, because being kind to ourselves is just something very basic we should all do. And again, kindness has its limits, right? I'm not saying this is like...
not free for all.
Yes. But there has to be an awareness of the fact that you cannot go through life with a great sense of arrogance all the time. There has to be some understanding of what others are going through. And I think if you have a team and if you don't do that, that could be a recipe for disaster.
What's a lesson that you hope that your daughters watching you and watching your career, and maybe moms who are watching this, who have similar ambitions to you, can learn from you?
I think it's important that you teach your, well, all your kids, but your daughters to be independent early on. And when I say independent, I mean, I think we've, and again, it's just my opinion. Moms might have different opinions. I think it's important that you give your kids sufficient optionality over time so that they are also busy. They have their own things to do. You can't be everything to them for a short period of time and suddenly take that away. So I, for example, will not take my kids to school every day. It's not possible. But I will take them occasionally when I can. And that's normalized. No one's going to say, oh, well, all the other parents bring them, because it's... So yes, and also time is precious. So when we spend it together, let's spend it on things we really want to do together.
Marlene Pillay, thank you so much for your time on Why She Leads. It's been so interesting speaking to you and really learning about the importance of prioritizing, getting ahead, and the way to think in a high-pressured career. Really, really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.